Okay, so I'm here with manager Michael Clegg, and this is after the 2-1 win away at AFC Liverpool. Cleggy, a win is a win.
Definitely, you'll take it. Performance doesn't matter, Zach, in this time of season, and to come here and get anything, you're doing well. They're a good side. They're always tough to play in, and any team with Franny Smith in on form as he was tonight are always difficult to beat. So we'll take any win, and we just made up and we move on.
Definitely. So second half, I thought we were a much better side than we were in the first. Daryl Mason and Ben Hardcastle and Jordan Cover down the wings were unstoppable. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think we've got that much pace going forward. I think sometimes we try and force the issue too much. And tonight, we spoke before the game and at half time about people coming off and playing short and getting the man in behind running, and we just didn't quite get that right. But I think first half, we've had 6 or 7 like really good openings again, and that's been our frustration all season, where in years gone by we've been free scoring, and this year we seem to be like winning games 2-1, 1-0. It's a bit unlike us. So I think second half we got a stroke of luck with Jordan's goal, and then obviously we got the winner off Forbesy, and he owed it us, because you know him and Reedy had a bit of a mix up for their goal. So yeah, it's 3 points and we made up.
I suppose two different goal scorers as well. There we go, the supporters making their way out. So we got two different goal scorers this afternoon. Obviously one a forward, one a defender. How reassuring is that for you to have, you know, you could potentially get goals from anywhere in this side?
Yeah, well, we get a lot of people chipping in with goals. I think we normally rely on Mark Battersby, obviously, and he's missed a lot of games this season. But Jordan's missed a lot of games, and we've been swapping our number 10 around a lot as well. So, you know, we might have gone with a 3 in for Ratty, might put Vinny in there. Then you look at, like, your Bootles and what have you, and they've had a number 10 who scored 20-odd goals, and sometimes that's the difference. So, but you know, we've done well to get where we are. We're flying. Saturday was a bad result, but it's been great to bounce back with back-to-back wins. But yeah, we're happy.
So second half, obviously, you brought George West on. Now, obviously, he's been settled into the side, but he came on today, and I thought he made a real difference to the play.
He's a great player. My problem as a manager at times is when you bring new lads in with a big reputation, it's hard to sometimes get them in the 11 and giving them rhythm, because the three lads, the lads who I've had for 3 years have never really let me down, and I know what I'm getting from them in what type of game. But you know, Johnny was disappointed he didn't play tonight, and he should be as a top player, but we've messed him about in terms of positions. He's played on right, he's played on left, he's played on centre. You know, I think I need to be more fairer to the new lads coming in, playing them in the positions and where they're strong, and I think we did that tonight with George, and he's a great player. I mean, you're not in Stockport County's first team squad at that young age if you've got nothing about you. He's big, he's strong, he's got quick feet, you know, and he's got an eye for goal. But it's up to us now to try and get best out of him for the last 6 games.
Definitely. Just speaking on those last 6 games, obviously we've talked about this before, a huge, huge month ahead. Next game's on Monday night against Winsford United. Now, we're yet to play them this season, so what are you expecting from that side?
I've been and watched them a couple of times. They're a big, strong side. Obviously, you know, if it was Saturday to Saturday, it'd probably be a different type of game, but see you later, mate. But we've had a lot of back-to-back games. They've had 4 games this week, so I don't know what Winsford side will turn up, whether it'll be the... I went watching them last week against Bootle, and they were very, very good for 65 minutes and probably should have been in front. It's going to be a tough game. They all are now. People have got the different reasons for playing well, whether they're selecting the squad for next season or just want to get their eyes finished. So no team's going to roll over for Avot and Coles. They'll try and upset our party, and obviously that's what I'd do if I were in their situation.
So finally then, 2 tough games away from home, 6 points. How pleased are you going into this last 6 games?
Very pleased. Doesn't matter about performance. It's all about points, and it was important to bounce back Saturday because we let a lot of people down, and we've done that. So now it's on to Monday, and it's just a game at a time. Keep ticking them off. We need to look after ourselves, and we'll give it everything. You know, a lot of people were questioning our heart and desire last Saturday, and I think we were just beaten by a better side, and it's no disgrace getting beat by Runcorn Linnets, and we've bounced back, and 2 great wins at 2 very, very tough places, so we're buzzing.
Good stuff. Well, Cleggy, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.